BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Oh, hi. Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, including Real or No Real with Mr. Charlie Sloth off One Extra, with some fascinating info on whether you should actually shake a Polaroid picture like a Polaroid picture. Some last-minute merchandise ideas ahead of Radio 1's big weekend from my friend Chris, 3 days before the event, as usual, and a truly stunning innuendo bingo. It was a wet one with Jessica Lowndes off 90210.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, got man flu.
Mild man flu.
So I got all the vitamins. Absolutely
fine. I genuinely can't believe how much you've bought for this.
Do you like my Angelos bag? Look, this is what happens every time. I don't do anything to prevent the cold, but as soon as it happens, I'm like, whoa.
I appreciate you're trying to avoid full-on man flu, which can be appalling.
And can be, it can be quite disabling, can't it?
Yeah.
Awful. But I'm just trying to kind of stop it before it happens, really.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Jessica Lowndes is here. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Nice to see you too.
Thank you very much for coming in. When you walked in, what was your reaction to the plastic sheeting that we have here in the studio?
I'm a little scared. It looks like a crime scene.
Nothing to worry about.
Or that you guys are painting the studio. I don't know. There's plastic everywhere.
Yeah, it does look a bit like we're doing some decoration.
Yeah.
We're not. It's a new building. But you are about to play Innuendo Bingo, which I am very excited about. We had Gerard Butler playing the game recently, and he was, he got soaked.
Okay. He really went for it, yeah.
Now, here's my problem. You look beautiful today. You're wearing a really nice outfit. Your whole makeup's done, and I feel bad for ruining that.
Don't feel bad. I have waterproof mascara on.
Oh, you do?
Like, so I'm kind of prepped.
Like Ryland did. He had the same.
Yep.
Okay, so this is good. All right, so we'll play the game in a minute. Let's talk about 90210 first of all. Can I just, if people have never seen the show, obviously it's nearing its end now.
Yes.
But your character, Adriana, she's pretty messed up, it's fair to say.
Yeah, she's kind of gone through everything. She had a drug addiction, had a baby.
No, stop. I'm going to do a little tick list.
Okay, right. Cool.
So I'm going to do a checklist of things that have happened to her just so I can tick them off. Okay,
perfect.
Was a fame-hungry pop star.
True.
Stole songs from a dead man.
Yep.
Swapped her friend's medication and went mad.
Yes.
Had a baby.
Yep.
Gave the baby up for fame.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Same baby.
Right? Yeah, same baby.
Drug addiction.
Yep.
Has been a lesbian.
Yes.
Anything else you want to add? That's quite a lot in four seasons.
It's a lot. I guess the singing. She's been kind of a singer and pursuing her music career. Mm. And so she was a country star. And this season, she's kind of doing it for the right reasons.
All right. So she's cleaned her act up.
She's cleaned her act up, but she's addicted to drama. So there's a lot of drama. First episode back, it's pretty crazy.
Yes.
She's right up your street, isn't it?
Right up my street. Yeah. Okay. Okay, listen, we're going to play one more track and then we'll get ready to play Innuendo Bingo. You think you're ready?
Oh, I'm so ready.
Let's go for it. Okay, the cameras are going on next. You can see us online at bbc.co.uk/radio1. You can even watch on your phone. It's about to be All-Star Innuendo Bingo with Jessica Lowndes. I'm so pleased you're doing this today.
I'm really excited.
Are you though?
All scared.
And scared.
Yeah, you look a bit scared.
A little bit.
At least you got to drink something on Sunday brunch and not spit it out when I saw you on that the other day.
I know, true.
It's different what we offer on this radio station.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, so the idea of Innuendo Bingo is there are some clips from various UK, mostly, TV and radio shows that sound a little bit rude. You place the water in your mouth. Obviously, if you find the clip amusing, the water naturally will come out of the mouth and you will probably get soaked. That's the idea.
Okay.
I'd like to point out that Jessica is wearing waterproof makeup, so it's not even going to touch her.
We'll see. Fingers crossed.
We'll see. I just feel bad for ruining somebody so perfectly groomed.
Well, that's all good.
But don't feel bad yet. Like, we'll see how wet this gets.
Yeah, okay. It could be a fairly dry one.
Yeah, might be.
Okay.
I hope you're watching online. Let us know if you are. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Even on your phone, you can watch it, or your laptop if you're having a little revision break at the moment. A lot of people doing exams. Okay, here we go. Take a large...
Fill your cheeks.
A large Cheers. Amount of water in your mouth. Jessica and Chris, here we go.
Oh, I don't know why I swallowed that.
You're You're supposed to be the veteran. Okay, here we go. already it's begun. I haven't even played anything yet. Okay, over to Hugh Stevens on Radio 1. And I thought Daft Punk had a reputation for not talking about their private lives.
Tonight, if you're a huge Daft Punk fan, make sure you're listening to Pete Tong. He's on from 9 o'clock on Radio 1 every Friday. Part 2 of the big Daft Punk interview. And tonight they're talking about their helmets.
Sorry, I've just realised you might not understand some of these.
And tonight they're talking about their helmets.
Okay, we're not going to explain it.
No. Where are you from again?
Vancouver. I kind of understand it. We have a lot of cultural similarities.
Okay. Yeah, you do, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
A lovely city it is, too.
Yep.
Okay.
Right. You okay?
I'm great.
Okay, so it's always good to get the first awkward one out of the way, and now we're in the game. Okay, so
and let's go.
Thanks to Susie for spotting this one. Give yourself 250 points. This is from daytime TV show Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is, addressing a very common problem here.
It was quite a challenge to find the right man to appreciate my large banana.
Oh, Chris. This is good.
She's good already.
This is amazing.
This is not disappointing.
Here we go.
Okay, we're on. Okay, over to the cube now.
Ready?
More water, please.
For your cheeks, Jessica.
All right, here we go.
Over to the cube. And another problem that I often ponder myself.
What do you reckon, guys? Stand in the middle here and just take it in the face.
I think take it in the face, though.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
That was a really good shot, Jessica.
This is on.
Really good. Oh. Okay.
You're wearing a coat. You came prepared.
Do you think? Shall I take it off? It does
take
seem
it
unfair.
Take it off, yeah. It seems a little unfair.
Yeah, very unfair.
Okay.
Crack on, Mills. I'll be with you in a sec.
Okay. Do you know what? There's someone I know who's a massive fan of yours, and I was going to ask you to do a video message, but now I've realised that if I do, because it's their birthday, it's just going to be you going, hi, I'm really wet, but he'd still love it. Okay, Stephen off Northampton sent this one in. Now, it's Dan and Phil. Myself and Chris certainly didn't do this one. We covered for them on their show the other night.
How does it feel, Phil?
It feels a lot heavier.
Touch it, stroke it.
It's very hairy.
Coarse.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
No.
You don't want more of it?
It smells genuine.
Does it? Does it? Let me sniff it. Yeah, that's good.
Okay, everyone's fine. Let's move on. Keep your water there if you want, or we can swallow it and get new.
Yeah, I'm fine with that one.
Okay. Over to Patrick Keelty now. Rob off Northampton. Spotted this one. Did Patrick know the mic was on when he said this?
No, Sal, I know probably shouldn't do this. There's another tune that I know you're a fan and I'm a fan, so shall we do this?
Oh, Willie. Oh.
Straight on Jessica's head. Oh, my word. That was straight in the face.
No, I've got no bingo trousers to...
Oh, no. Oh, my word. The makeup isn't holding up anymore.
Oh, Willie.
Thank you, Patrick. All right, this is chaos now.
Right.
Okay, how are you for water? All right.
I'm good, stop.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm... Yep.
I'm looking for beef.
No.
Do you dare me? No, let's not. Okay. Let's go over to our friends birdwatching at Countryfile.
Bearded tit. What an absolutely stunning creature that is.
She was just looking at me, waiting.
Okay. I would like to now... Are you cold, Chris?
Yeah.
How are you? Are you okay, Jessica?
Burr.
Okay.
I've got no spare clothes today. Hold as on. Well. Be the train like this.
Okay.
I take it you're the same, Jessica. Get on the train.
Oh, yeah. What if there's paparazzi outside? Are you fine with that?
I brought a towel. I'll be fine.
Okay.
The towel will sort it.
All right. Okay. Over to National Treasure, Vanessa Feltz now.
Okay.
Are you aware of Vanessa Feltz, Jessica?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. Here she is on her show.
It's 5:53 and today we're focusing on the front garden. Does your front garden need a facelift? First of all, enhance your entrance, the focal point of all front gardens.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Vanessa.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's just a little gardening feature she was doing there.
You weren't kidding about getting wet.
No,
it's on.
I need some more water.
Okay. Jessica is wet. You're, now.
Yeah, this I'm is really a, this is a Gerald right Butler
I'm so wet.
Level.
Yeah,
a fantastic performance.
Code red. Code red.
Yeah.
It's going.
Okay, so James sent this one in. Thanks, James. Over to the Spanish Grand Prix now. Now I wonder if this I wonder if this helps a Formula One driver's performance.
Just under 4 kilometres now. He doesn't have to do anything dramatic on this lap at all, and it's just a question of stroking it home.
No. Ah! A little wee came out of each of their mouths there. Okay. Quickly, more water. Let's get this over with. Seriously, it's gone wrong.
I'm cold. Are you cold?
I am cold. I'm shivering.
Okay.
It's good, though. It's
Nick fine. Sent this one in from the FA Cup final. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the fact that Carlos Tevez is being fingered suggests to me that Yaya Toure is going
Jessica was not expecting that, and there was just a torrent of rain.
Whoa.
Okay.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay. Let's carry on. With the Saturday Kitchen, which is similar to the brunch show that you went on, a similar kind of show.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Ready? I'm not sure this is appropriate.
Voilà.
Raymond Blanc.
I'm going to rub my pork. I'm going to rub it all over.
Rubbing his pork there. That was Raymond Blanc. Ah! Chris was covering his face. Okay. Just two more.
Okay.
Two more, okay.
Two more.
Two more.
Okay.
This
has got wet.
This is...
Over to BB... Are you right, Jessica?
Oh, I'm perfect.
Good, we like to please the guests. over to BBC Breakfast now.
Okay.
I'm not sure this is appropriate for this time of day on the TV.
Paul, thanks very much. Do you always carry a ruler all the time? Is it just
yes,
kind of...
Yes, I do. I use it to measure the length of my item here.
Oh. Right, one more.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. It's all good.
Eye to eye.
Now, there's a show called Hollyoaks. You may be aware of it, Jessica. It's it's similar to 90210, but with a lot less budget. And I'm not sure they have scenes like this on 90210. This is from Hollyoaks.
That spectacle was a complete travesty. Mobile phone going off in the middle of a 15th century battle.
Have a drink.
There I was. Sword unsheathed, ready to plunge, and all I can hear is a Gangnam Style ringtone. Outrageous!
No, that didn't work, did it? Okay, let's go back to Vanessa. Break glass for emergency. Vanessa, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here she goes. Mm-hmm. This is from her show on Radio 2.
Next one. V, I just bought myself a new rabbit, and I cannot wait to take it up the back garden.
There we are. If in doubt, use Vanessa.
Go with Vanessa. Oh, Jessica.
Jessica.
I feel so close to you.
Jessica.
Yeah.
I really want you to... Can we bring the towel in? Okay, here comes the towel. Jessica, thank you so much for coming to see us
today.
Thanks
for having me.
You've been incredible.
That was an honour.
That was Jessica Lowndes.
Towel flying in.
Innuendo bingo. Thank you for watching and thank you for listening and thank you for being such a good sport. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, I liked Jessica Lowndes a lot.
That was amazing.
She was just such a good sport. Well up for it. I like it when people get truly involved.
Mm.
Sorry, I've just got back.
You're right.
I was just talking to Liz off Atomic Kitten.
No way.
Yeah. Having a good chat, good catch up, you know.
Really?
It's been a while. Yeah.
As so you ran past, do you count that as a catch up?
Yeah. Hi, how are you? Yeah, bye. Anyway, hi Liz. In Stitches, innuendo bingo this week. Such a good break from 3 hours of mass revision, says Lauren in Southampton. Mark in Liverpool, laughing to himself like a madman in the library. And it's quite weird, Tammy in Aberdeen saying, I'm so used to seeing Jessica so serious on 90210. And she actually smiled.
She's
she doesn't
really
normally
sport,
do. She was really good. Pulled over on the side of the road in Kent to play along. It sounded very wet. It really was. We'll get a video of that up on the Radio 1 YouTube.
Yeah, we're going to put a link to it on the Radio 1 Twitter right now.
Oh, wow. Instantaneous. So if you missed it, it's online now. Head to Radio 1's YouTube channel. And while you're there, why not just subscribe? And then you will never, ever miss another innuendo bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Maneer and Nia and Amy and Charlotte on the road to Sheffield at the moment. Laura from Hull, she's got hay fever, saying it's the same symptoms. Man up, Mills. And Dan in Nottingham saying, just wondering if Scott brought the plop in. Oh, I forgot the plop again.
I told you. I even said bet you a tenner.
I haven't bought the Swedish chocolate in. Leave me alone, I'm ill. Ali in Bedford says, I've got a plop wrapper you can have from about 2 months ago. That's no good. I'll bring them in tomorrow. I just forgot. Sorry.
You won't.
It's from Sweden. I went there last week, brought you some chocolate. But I like to bring chocolates back for the team, you know?
But you
they,
don't.
They never see them. And generally, I consume them before it even passes their lips. This is Scott Mills. Jessica Lowndes is on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. You want to watch that. It's happening on the website at 1:45 and also on Radio 1. I'm liking the string of guests that we're getting in is strong recently, I think.
Some very strong bookings of late.
Obviously upsetting people like Rihanna and Jim McCarney. But, you know, when the big names come calling, you've got to get them on, haven't you? So, Jessica Lowndes, bingo, at 1:45. She's off of 90210. She plays Adriana, who's bonkers. Okay, Hugh Stevens played this on the show before, on this show. Zane Lowe's played it in the evening. It's a band called Red Gold Green. They're from Washington in the US. And unlike JLS, RIP, they do not wear different colour tops.
Dead.
Well, they kind of are, the band.
Well,
they don't wear red, gold and green tops. But their track is called Million Fans. Enjoy it.
Crispy. Track. A backpack and pop star with a skater pass. Girls love it when I sing, but I love to rap. They got their eyes on this money like they wear a patch.
Phil loves this song. Gareth in Liverpool says, actually, they are the only colours they wear. And they are wearing red, gold and green tops in the video. Well, that's a fail, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Arishe and Marvin will be very unhappy with them. This is a bit like when you were doing that Aluna George joke.
Yes, it was.
Say hello to Aluna and to George.
And to George. And what I didn't quite clock is there were actually two people called Aluna and George.
But all day the joke was, oh, say hello to Aluna and George for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what they're called.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I want to do this again on Friday. We like to do it now and again. It's called Who's Fish Pie Sue? Haven't done it for a while because I've been off. So, this all started with a girl called Louise contacting us from South Wales. She had a number saved in her phone as Fish Pie Sue. Had absolutely no idea who she was and or how she'd met her. And everyone's got these numbers in their phone where you look through, you scroll through and you're like, yeah, I know who that is. Who is that? And you've got their number.
Yeah.
And what we like to do is make you call them up live on air to solve the mystery. So we got Louise to do just that. She's got Fish Pie Sue saved in her phone. No idea. So Louise called her and we listened in.
Hello. Oh, hey, is that Sue?
Speaking.
Oh, hey, Sue. Basically, I've come across your number in my phone and you've under Fish Pie Sue. I'm just trying to work out how I know you and why I've named you Fish Pie Sue.
The start of the call is always the most awkward bit, I feel.
Mm. I can't help you off the top of my head. My memory's not that good and I don't often make fish pie.
Have you ever made a fish pie? No.
I have, yes.
You have?
Yes, but I'm not a cook.
Maybe we ate fish pie together once?
Hear what Louise is doing there, just trying to gradually eliminate every possible avenue of how she knows this woman called Fish Pie Sue who's in her phone.
Don't worry. Anyway, if we bump into each other again at some point, we'll have to remember this. All right, I'll see you soon, Fish Pie Sue.
Still no idea.
I like that it's like a proper investigation.
Yeah. We want to help you solve the mystery of these people that maybe you've met on a night out, maybe you've met them, I don't know, through work. It could be any situation.
On holiday?
Yeah.
I mean, you've said about Magaluf boobs.
Magaluf boobs has won before. So if you've got any, you can text them in now to 81199. Thing is, you have to be prepared to call them up, okay? So we might give you a call over the next couple of days, and we want to do this on Friday.
Everyone's got one in their phone, and they're like, who is that?
Yeah. So 81199, have a look through your contacts now. You will have one or two where you're like, I don't know. And often, like Fish Pie Sue, it'll be a kind of description of where you met them or maybe what you ate together.
Or their use.
Or their use to you. So get in touch. 81199. If you've got one of those numbers in your phone, you've got no idea who it is, tell me what they're saved as and we can do the rest. All right? We might call you back. 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
3 days, 20 minutes and 23 seconds to Radio 1's big weekend in Derry, Londonderry. Now, this countdown clock is basically on every screen at the moment in the Radio 1 office, and it's causing everyone to be a little bit stressed because obviously a lot of work goes into Radio 1's big weekend every year. And the thing is, you can't look up in this building without going, oh God, there's the clock again!
Yeah, and it's the fact that it's going down in seconds as well just makes it seem like, because, you know, it's still 3 days. There's, you know, you can do a lot in 3 days, but it's going down very quickly.
It is. It's causing people to have a few like fluctuations every time they see the clock. I'll let you into a little secret. One of our bosses, our big bosses here, Mrs. Stainer, as she likes to be called, like a teacher, has actually been boshing a massive hip flask of milk of magnesia under her desk because she's so stressed.
What do you mean? Isn't that off of, like, old?
No, it's for people with indigestion.
Oh, right.
She's got a lot on her plate at the moment. Ready One's big weekend is this weekend in Derry, London.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? There's something I want to talk to you about with this weekend. I don't know if I've left it too late, judging by the countdown.
Look at the clock. It's 3 days,
know,
hours,
I'm aware
minutes.
That the seconds are quite literally counting down. They I've are. Got a business like opportunity, if you will.
Right. Who's this going to benefit?
I think us mainly. Should we talk about this?
Us,
I don't know.
Me and you,
mainly
or the radio
me.
Station?
Well, I think everyone, mainly me.
Okay, right, you can talk me through it.
If
we'll
I'm
play
allowed
it.
To do it.
Right.
This business opportunity then, should we talk about it?
Yeah.
I thought I could run it past you. What I'm thinking again, I always think it round about this kind of time before the big weekends.
And generally the festivals.
And, yeah, generally festivals, is merchandise.
There's money in that merch.
And I'm thinking, you know, I'm in a good position because we'll be there. I can maybe turn up with a suitcase full of this stuff.
What, like those folks on when you go to, like, the Greek islands?
Yes,
what,
exactly.
The ones that turn up with the kind of suitcase full of sunglasses and lay them out until the police arrive.
So this morning, I mean, I was looking at the countdown clock thinking there wasn't long left.
Actually legal, yes.
What can I do in terms of merchandise for the weekend coming?
Well, like at the Radio 1 Academy in Derry, Londonderry, you know they did all those workshops and sessions and Q&As for people. There was an actual workshop on merchandise, and the people there, they were asked to design a T-shirt, and some of those that were good enough are going to actually be on sale at the big weekend as official merchandise.
Exactly, which is a massive problem.
So that's kind of been done, yeah.
I know, and some of them are amazing. But obviously that caused me a massive problem. So I thought to myself, well, what else can I do that they haven't done?
Didn't we go through this last year in Hackney where you wanted to like set up some kind of trestle table?
Yes, but it was a bit of a rush job. And we did think up, do you remember last year we thought up maybe a nudie pen?
Yeah.
So I thought maybe we could go down that route again. And I've sort of mocked up what that nudie pen would look like.
Right. You got it for me here, have you?
Here, yeah. It's good, isn't it?
We never actually got around to it, did we?
Never got round to it.
Well, we
I'm
did get some nudie pens, but we didn't get Radio 1 ones, did we?
No, well, they said they wouldn't. They didn't really want that association necessarily.
Sending out the wrong kind of image.
Here it is. What are you saying about that?
That's what you. Oh my God!
It's only my upper half.
But it's got BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend on it.
I know. I don't know if I'm going to be allowed to do that.
And then you're bare chested. Well, so is it one of those tip and strip ones?
Yeah. What, it'll go
so,
right down.
Really?
Yeah.
What? And you've done the photo for that, have you?
Yeah, well, no, we've made it just with my upper half at the moment.
Oh, right, so that won't, if you turned the pen upside down, that you wouldn't be able to.
Not at the moment, no.
Right, okay.
But we can, in theory, do that. Mm-hmm. What are you saying to that? It's not going to
happen,
I
don't know,
it's
something
it?
About it, is, I'm feeling a bit uncomfortable about that, looking at that design.
Fish pies. Radio 1 fish pies, after our Fish Pie Sue feature. Who is Fish Pie Sue?
Yeah, I love a pie at a festival. I'm not averse to that.
Can you brand a fish pie like that? Has that been done?
I don't know.
with a radio station.
Ask Mrs. Mead.
Put a question mark by that. Innuendo bingo water, which I thought would be...
that's a great idea.
Because we can get away with just collecting any old water, slap it in a bottle, say an innuendo bingo water.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's quite good, isn't it?
You can be like, yeah, this was used on the actual game with whoever, Jessica Lowndes.
Well, this is the other thing. I thought we could go, because that bin's pretty grimy with all the stuff in it. We could maybe go through that, take all that, and that's got, you know, Gerald Butler's spit in there.
What, so we just empty Jessica the Lowndes. Contents
We'd
of the bin.
We literally scrape everything off the bottom of it and everything and sell it. And I think people would buy it.
That's we haven't cleaned that bin out for about 6 months. So there's a lot of superstar spit in there.
So there's that. There's those ones that I thought I'd ask. I was going to give Mrs. Mead a call.
Yeah, I quite like it. I particularly like the innuendo bingo water being sold.
Okay, right. I'll circle that. And
why
masks.
Do you always leave this to like 3 days before?
Well, I know. This is the thing. I might struggle to get all the bottles for that. Masks? What are you saying to that? You see, I think this is a good one.
Yeah, I'm not. I think I'm good with masks. I quite like the idea.
I like it because I like the idea that when the cameras go out to the sort of crowds, there's people with...
They're all wearing the masks.
And radio ones, so it's good for the radio station because it'll have all the radio presenters.
Yeah, you'll see it on BBC Three, you'll see it online when you're watching. The whole crowd could be in these masks. I like it.
So I'm thinking this is good. So if I just go to all the Radio 1 presenters and get masks made, I'll start with you, and then I can sell them for a small amount of money.
I don't want my mask to be
on. But think of the publicity for you. You wouldn't need to be out in the crowd or anything like that. You can just have your mask,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I just don't feel comfortable with people having a mask of me on.
Really?
I find it a bit weird.
So you won't give me the rights to your face?
Absolutely not, no.
I think the others will, so
I don't
what
think
I'll
they
do
will.
Is I'm going to
Who are you going to ask?
Strong pencil, is that what you say?
No, because I've said no.
Hard pencil.
Who are you going to ask?
I'll just go and ask the others then.
It's not a heavy pencil, no.
Heavy pencil, yeah?
It's not.
Okay, well, I'll ask
you. Grimmy won't do that.
Yeah, they'll all do
Greg
it.
Greg won't do it.
Publicity, Scott.
They won't. Absolutely no to the masks. So some people are saying they would wear them. They've got tickets for Radio 1's Big Weekend. I ain't doing it.
I need your permission, really.
Yeah, you do, because I see them in the audience in Derry. I'd be like, I'm going to sue you.
But I tell you what, you're going to miss out. When I go ask all the other presenters and you're left out, I know you'll be grumpy.
I won't, though.
You will.
Is it wrong to sue one of your best mates? It's quite LA, isn't it? I quite like it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people are a bit outraged that I put that picture of Jessica Lowndes on Twitter. It's just a nice picture of the three of us after we played innuendo bingo. Janine says, you should give yourself a slap for that, Scott. I can't believe you've posted that picture. It's just a lady who's a bit cold. That's all it is.
Well, yeah, and I actually thought you were referring to me with that hashtag.
What, nips?
Because I was very cold.
I need to stop saying it.
Stop saying it.
Okay. Okay, I'll take it down. If people want to take it down, I'll take it down. Okay, take it down off Twitter. Fine.
Isn't it, I've got to say, it's a good picture. You know, every now and then you get a good picture of you, which you know is a slightly better representation of yourself than normal.
Sure.
So the only reason I'd say don't take it down is because I do think I look better than I do the majority of the time.
Yeah, there's occasional pictures where you're like,
I don't know why I'm saying this.
I look quite hot in that. And there's one of me inside, I'm like, I look really good. I don't look like that at all.
Right.
I do not look that good.
I've noticed this about you because I know when you think you look good in a picture because it suddenly becomes your profile picture.
Oh, yeah. Obviously. It's better than doing a selfie, isn't it?
Yeah, but, listen, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I always find it interesting which ones you think you look good looking in.
Yeah. The side one is definitely on.
I agree.
Yeah. Hey, I've got some new food tonight. You know,
really?
Since the flatmate moved out, it's not been good. It's been chicken in a bag.
And then salmon in a bag. So what's in a
and
bag tonight?
Tuna omelette. That was on Sunday.
Right.
That's the only thing I had in the house. I've now got something else, which is similar to the others, but... cod in a bag.
Right, I knew it.
That's happening tonight.
I was going to say, is it pork in a bag? Beef in a bag?
It's kind of like white fish in a bag. You can
I know
use
what cod is.
You can use whatever you want. Don't have to restrict it to cod. You can use all sorts.
Yeah.
You can use... what else is white fish? Any white fish.
Pollock.
Pollock. That can be on if you want. Pollock in a bag.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
And the newly slimlined Christina Aguilera. She looks hot.
Don't be fattest, Scott.
I'm not fattest. Being fattest. I'm just saying she looks thinner. Hi, Charlie Slough.
Hi, Millsy.
Ow. How are you?
I'm good, mate.
I'm really good. I missed you last week.
I missed you as well.
I was in Sweden.
Yeah, how was it?
Yeah, not as many hot people as you'd expect.
Yeah, that was the first thing I was going to ask you, actually.
But still a higher ratio than you'd expect.
All the films that I used to watch as a kid of Swedish people.
Right. Yes.
They always looked amazing.
They did, didn't they?
Yeah.
I know. And no, that's not really an accurate representation. But maybe I needed to go more up country, maybe to like Stockholm or something.
Oh, really?
Not that the people of Malmö weren't beautiful, because they were in their own way.
Where would you?
Malmö. Yeah, it's near Denmark.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so the uglier side of Sweden.
Oh. Good.
Near Denmark. We've discussed this before.
Are people in Denmark ugly?
Oof.
Really?
No, you're wording this wrong. People in Denmark are uglier. Mm.
Uglier.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because the Swedes are abnormally hot.
Than the Swedish.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah. I quite like ugly people.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. They appreciate me a lot more.
Do they?
Yeah. Maybe it's because I'm ugly. Do you think?
Don't be ugliest.
I'm not ugliest.
Let's just play Real or No Real. Charlie's on at 4 o'clock on One Extra.
You're the ugliest.
Next.
Ben and Jerry first met in a sports lesson at school when the teacher shouted at them for being the two slowest, fattest kids.
Oh, we're back with the fat jokes. Oh, no. We're back with the fat jokes. I thought you guys missed me. I come
I
in and we're
you.
Straight back to the fat
this
jokes.
This is not my fault.
Oh, here we go.
You're fattest.
You really are fattest.
You are fattest.
I am starting to believe that you are a fattest.
Well, no, you are fattest, though, let's be honest.
I mean, I am.
Come on, then.
Ben and Jerry, so they were the fattest. Real or no real?
But the thing is, the only reason I don't think they were fat, sorry, Charlie, is because they probably didn't eat said ice cream, because they then later invented it. Do you see what I mean?
Okay.
Do you see my logic in this?
Yeah. Mm.
They're not gouging themselves on hen and wherries or the rhyme. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Mm. So what are we saying? Were they the slow fat ones at school?
I'm saying no real.
That is so fast. I'm going to say no real as well.
That one is real.
Oh. No, they were having all the ice creams. Next.
The plug sockets on British trains are powered by a small wind turbine located above the driver's cabin.
I can believe that.
Yeah, because they're so unpowerful.
Yes.
The power supply. If you're lucky enough to find one on a train.
Yeah, I mean, it takes maybe 2 days to charge your phone to 100%.
Yeah.
What trains are you guys getting on?
You mean what carriage, mate?
Really?
Yeah, there's no plug sockets. There's none of that. You can't plug yourself in.
I thought you guys at Radio 1 were really rich and travelled first class.
I don't know where you heard that, no.
No?
No.
And
quiet coach at best.
And you've really got to search for those sockets, haven't you?
Yeah.
Really search.
Really search. They are not available very often.
And then you find one which says not for public use. And then plug in, generally.
So real or no real?
That's no real.
Powered by wind.
That's no real.
I'm saying real.
Surely they would just steal a little bit of electric from the track.
I don't think it works like that.
No?
No, but they are really unpowerful, so I'm going to say powered by wind. I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
And here's your next fact, or not.
Charlie Sloth was recently papped outside BBC Broadcasting House, picking his nose.
Oh, no. Wow.
Is this likely, Charlie?
This is quite awkward.
But usually, the thing is, it's very difficult to run. Here's my theory. It's very difficult to run and pick your nose at the same time. Now, usually when Charlie's outside work, he is running to and from a burger place.
No, I'm not being funny. I've never seen you run.
I do run. I run every morning.
Yeah.
How do you think I get to look like this?
Actually, yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
But because he has so many meetings, he's got to leave the building and come back. So what he does, he plays a couple of songs, run down the road to have a quick meeting and comes back. And that involves a lot of running, doesn't it?
Do you know what? Yesterday, I was actually driving to an event and I was driving down Euston Road. And there's quite a lot of traffic.
Mm.
And I had this really big bogey stuck in my nose and it just wouldn't come out. No matter how hard I blew, it just wouldn't come out. I was like, do you know what? It was just stuck.
It's just lodged.
It was lodged. Yeah. So I had to get my finger up there just try and give it a bit of a bit of a shove.
See, if I was playing the game, this sounds more and more like it may be real. This
And there was this woman, an old woman next to me in the car opposite.
And she papped you.
And she didn't pat me, but she gave me the most disgusting look ever.
Well, it's understandable.
So I decided to give her a little look at the bogey.
God, Charlie.
I give her a little smile and showed her the bogey. And this is a true story. If you're listening, I do apologise. And then I flicked it out the window.
Are there any pictures of you outside the BBC being papped?
What have you got in that folder?
Just a small dossier.
It's like a brown envelope.
It's like a government document.
Yeah, it's
document.
Really weird,
document,
isn't it?
Yes. Oh, so, real or no real?
This is quite awkward.
What do you think?
I don't think I'm important enough to get papped, unless it was you, Scott, that took the picture.
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Ah, there's nothing in here.
nothing in the envelope.
Nothing there. And here's next one.
In 2004, Polaroid had to warn its customers not to shake it like a Polaroid picture, as it will stop the picture developing properly.
Oh, because that song.
Oh, really?
Outcast.
Mm. See, if I did have a Polaroid picture, the first thing I'd want to do is shake it.
Yeah, because of that song.
Because of the song,
because
yeah.
of Hey Ya.
Shake it like a Polaroid.
And that doesn't help the process of development, does
Apparently
it?
Apparently not.
Right. Well, then. I mean,
it's, but they did specifically tell us to do it. Shake it, 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 shake it like a Polaroid picture. Tune.
Yeah. Big tune.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that they wouldn't be so wrong as to have made an incorrect lyric like that. I don't think. I'm sure it was thought through.
You think Outkast checked before?
I think, yeah.
I think Andre 3000 rang up and went, hello.
Just want to check. Just want to check something. I've thought of an idea for a dance move. Is this factual? And I think they'll say, yes, it is. So I'm saying, no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one's real.
See, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Polaroid statement said, although laying it on a flat surface like a Polaroid picture doesn't sound nearly as cool, that is the best way to get a good picture. Lay it on a flat surface like a Polaroid picture. At the end of that round...
I scored 10, Charlie scored 20.
Yes! Yes! I've won again! For the first time in a long time.
That is. Well done, Charlie.
Thanks. It's a picture that Chris has drawn. It's pretty bizarre.
It's a nudie pen drawing design, which I'd started working on.
What is it?
Oh, have you been doing this again?
Yeah, sorry, I've just realised.
It's his idea for merchandise for Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Okay.
He wants to sell some nudie pens.
Some new... Oh!
You know, and also
the
some...
The ones that you had in the studio before.
Yeah. And some face masks. He wants to do face masks of the DJs. I've not given my permission.
He's not allowing me to use his face.
For what?
Would
for
you do
masks?
It?
For masks.
Yeah.
What, you're saying you...
Yeah. Okay. You've got permission to use...
Really?
Yeah.
So the crowd have the masks on and they buy them. And...
That would be amazing.
Yeah,
so imagine that.
A whole sea of people just with your face.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Can we do that?
Yeah, but he's up for it. I'm just not doing it.
Why not?
I just don't want to.
Come on.
No, I don't want to.
Why?
I'm not giving my permission.
Because then...
Can't make me.
Do you know what, Scott? We could do loads of naughty things then, yeah? And be like, wasn't me, cuz. Must have been that you who had the mask.
Exactly.
We could get away with loads.
Good.
Still not buying it, Scott.
No. So we're back tomorrow between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1 with some more developments on the Radio 1 Big Weekend merchandise just 2 days before the event comes to Derry, Londonderry. It's not like us to keep it last minute. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.